Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at people with broken hearts. Not broken in the romantic sense, but broken in the sense that they seem incapable of loving. Yesterday we saw a biblical example showing how such hearts can be healed. Here's another one. Christ Jesus' disciple Peter certainly had a loving heart, but it did have a blind spot. People who weren't Jewish. Jewish people generally kept apart from others, and Peter went right along with that, thinking he should have nothing to do with those who weren't Jewish. But then he has a vision in which God tells him not to call anything unholy if God hasn't. Shortly afterwards, Peter is invited to a house of a Gentile where there's a crowd of people who aren't Jewish. And Peter gladly joins them, saying, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Peter's heart is no longer broken. Anyone who's all right with God is all right with him, whatever religions, nationalities, or other particulars are involved. So broken hearts that condemn people and cut them off can be healed. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart." May we see that today and see broken hearts healed. Amen.